We've seen a lot of big protests over the past year, from Black Lives Matter to the movement against the Dakota Access Pipeline. And since the inauguration, we've seen even more massive protests against President Trump's policies. Now, as Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters reports, a number of Republican-controlled state houses are considering increased penalties for protesters who block roadways.
Soon after Donald Trump was elected president, more than 100 protesters blocked traffic on Iowa's busy Interstate 80, just outside of Iowa City. It stopped traffic for almost a half hour. Now, a Republican state senator here wants to make it a felony for anyone who intentionally blocks traffic on busy highways, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Senator Jake Chapman introduced the bill. He's also the chief operating officer of an ambulance service.
You're not just stopping traffic, okay? You're impeding law enforcement's ability to get to calls where there could be serious life-threatening situations.
Opponents of the bill say there are already laws on the books. And there are. Senator Joe Bolcom is a Democrat from Iowa City. He says the proposal is punitive, unnecessary, and more about politics.
Republicans have taken over state legislatures across the country, and they appear interested in punishing people with different views than theirs that want to assemble and use their rights of free speech.
As Bolcom mentions, similar bills are cropping up in other states. Take North Dakota, where protests have gone on for months over construction of the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline. A lawmaker in that state has a bill that would allow motorists to run over and kill any protester obstructing a highway as long as the driver did not do it intentionally. There are bills in Michigan and Washington State. Last week in Minnesota, a House committee approved legislation that would increase penalties and charge demonstrators the cost of policing protests. Black Lives Matter protests blocked busy interstates last year in the Twin Cities following the fatal shooting of Philando Castile. Republican Nick Zerwas says the cost of these protests go back to the taxpayers.
These individuals have broken the law. It is against state statute to be on the freeway.
The hearing became heated when John Thompson testified. He was a friend of Philando Castile's, a black man who was killed by a police officer during a traffic stop last year. Thompson told lawmakers he did not block the interstate, but he understood the protesters' message.
You know what they were doing? They were asking for all you guys to come out and say, what is it that we can do to help you? Not one of you came out.
After the vote, a protest and chants of shame broke out in the hearing room, forcing the meeting to end. With protests likely to continue nationwide, Rita Bettis with the ACLU of Iowa says elected officials should be protecting free speech rights. She says bills like the one in her state do the opposite.
In our country, where the government's power flows from the people, peaceful protest is a source of democratic strength, not a weakness, and it deserves to be protected and cherished, not attacked.
Advocates like Bettis say if a few states can reduce a demonstrator's ability to block traffic, it could have a chilling effect on Americans' right to protest. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.